Sean Jorvin isn't so much a person. He's definitely a man, a bearded theatrical hydra and the persona of two multidisciplinary Sydney-based artists. Their new production, Sethru, is on at the Malthouse Theatre. And it navigates the transition to manhood, but more importantly, the quest to be a good man.
Hi, I'm Colin Kinchela. I'm a Gomorrah man from northwest New South Wales.
Hi, I'm Gavin. I'm a Sydney-based writer and artist. And with Colin, we formed the artistic team, Sean Jorvin. When we met, I was writing a blog that covered arts and culture in Sydney, just my own self-generated blog. And Colin read it and decided he wanted to collaborate with me and use my writing on a more performative level, doing film and theatre. Mm-hmm. And that was written under the pen name Jorvin Jones. And initially I was a bit iffy about using my real name. I just didn't want to associate my family with my art or whatever. I just wanted a pseudonym. And Colin had a character that he did called Sean William Reed that was the first black president of Australia. So he's like, well, I'm going to be Sean if you're going to be Jorvin. And it just through that, it was the marriage of the two of them was Sean Jorvin.
The history of, and it's a very young history, the writing of white fellas about black fellas has always, you know, irked and, you know, disappointed and made a lot of us black fellas angry about, you know, how can you represent us this way? You don't, you know, you're writing for us. Sure, you can palm it off and say that, oh, it's just creative, you know, and we base that on.
But it's dominated the discourse.
Yeah, and it's perpetuated that discourse. So we're like, well, let's write something together and fully understand where we come from both and then go together on this journey. And then with the twists and turns of our journey, we come stronger and we feel in the end it's all about giving about this strength of story, which can be shared, the strength of union can be shared, and it's a positive thing. It's a positive thing. People have always been cautious of that, you know. Black fellas have been burnt so many times about consultation, respect, right way of doing things, and our way is a very measured way because we don't want to turn on anyone's toes. But through the last 2 years, people have come around to understand that we do what Sean Jorvin represents, but we've gone about it the right way.
I think the most important thing is to show respect. I mean, I'm always trying to listen and learn before making a grand statement, which I think has been a learning journey just for me as a personality, the type of personality I am. But I think with Colin and I, we're always learning from each other anyway, and that transfers to what we do artistically, and hopefully that's of some benefit to the culture. I mean, you can't really predict that sort of thing, but that's one of our aims.
What happens, I mean, in the arc of the story, there's obviously a white fella and a black fella who grow up together?
Well, I guess we wanted to do a piece that dealt with masculinity. That was our starting point. We started with the shaving ritual, and it was to do with the idea of barbershops being like a locus of men's business, a men's space, a men's sacred space, you could say.
For all men, yeah.
Yeah, and then that sort of branched out into a more wider examination. And I guess it just, because of who we are and the way we're writing, it became a cross-cultural thing in exploring those characters and how they learn off each other and different views towards masculinity and initiation into manhood and social mores associated with that. So the story does follow them from childhood to adulthood, and one of them goes away and the other remains on country. and the other one eventually comes back. And that's sort of the story arc in a nutshell without giving any spoilers away.
This whole, as I was saying before, always write for something that you know and start off as a good springboard. Okay, we're men. How do we write about men, and how do we write something? And then, like, oh, hang on, we're two different cultures, but what are the similarities? And then, oh, this transition into manhood, that's just something that, all men go through. And I think it doesn't matter what time of one's life that happens. It's a journey, and it's a very beautiful, and it should be celebrated. And then also we're finding, too, little sparks of what it is to be a man, the responsibility of being a man, which is across the board, how to be a good man, how to exist now and be responsible in the 21st century as a man. And there's keys about us finding ways of becoming men and good men, and that's something shared. And then, but let's celebrate the differences, but then mesh it together. So it's a journey that we can all celebrate, and, and then, but also examine what is false in becoming a man, because society puts so much pressure on being a good man, but it doesn't, they give you the answer. They don't give you the map or the journey.